Okay, so now we are recording. I'm going to look those questions.
Yes, I'm looking. I'm looking at the questions.
I'm looking now. Okay, you want to go ahead? You can ask that question in Chinese, please.
Okay. Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们。 接下来是Gurdwara Swami Maharaj 在回答本周一 也就是5月18号早上 YY讲课的问题 第一个问题是来自于Rajendra Prabhu 感谢Maharaj启发性的讲课 感谢翻译和主持 人人有权利接受Krishna知觉 不区分谁有资格 谁没有资格 也不能以第一印象判断是敌是友 问题是 是否要分清谁准备好，谁没有准备好？对今生还没有准备好成为奉献者的人，是否要投入很多时间和精力呢？
Okay, thank you for that question.
感谢您的问题。
First thing is that I did quote from a scripture and this is the example that was set by both Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada.
首先的确，我当时讲课的时候引用了经典当中的那句话，而且这也是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Srila Prabhupada 亲自给我们树立的典范。
So this is the general principle that Mahaprabhu and his followers have set.
这是马哈帕布和他的追随者树立的大体的基本的原则。
That ultimately we see everyone as a spirit soul, and as a spirit soul, everyone has an equal opportunity to receive Krishna consciousness and be reconnected with Krishna.
总体来讲，我们看到每个人。 都是灵性的灵魂，所以每一个人都有平等的机会接受Krishna知觉，重新和Krishna连接起来。So
that's our general principle.
这是我们大体的原则。That
we try to give Krishna consciousness to everyone, every spirit soul, as far as possible. We try to give them the opportunity to receive Krishna consciousness.
我们把Krishna知觉的机会，就是Krishna知觉的机会给到每个人，给到每一个灵性的灵魂。And,
you know, as His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami put it, you know, we have different responsibilities.
就像圣Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj 曾经说过的，说我们都有不同的职责。
First of all, we plant seeds.
首先,我们播种。
We distribute books, we distribute the holy name, we distribute prasadam.
通过派发书籍,派发圣名,派发prasadam,播种。
And any other programs that include one or more of these.
我们做的任何一个节目都可以包括这几个元素当中的其中一个或多个。
So in this way, we give everyone an equal opportunity. And as we're presenting Krishna consciousness to persons, naturally, some will be more inclined to receive the message than others.
当我们向别人去呈现Krishna知觉的讯息的时候，自然会有一些人比其他人更感兴趣。
So, using Bhakti Tirtha Swami's analogy, then we plant seeds, but we can also cultivate those seeds.
这是Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj 给的例子，他说第一个阶段就像是在播种，第二个阶段，那播下的种子就要去培养。So
as we start to fan out and speak with different individuals, yeah, it's some are more evolved, some are more ready to receive the message.
播了种子之后，我们再更深入的去和某和这些人单独的去交往的时候，会发现有的人会更感兴趣，做好了更好的准备。
Now, just like if we have some ducks, and you know, they all may be hungry, but one of them may make more noise than the other.
就比如说有一群鸭子 都挺饥饿的，但有的它发出的噪音，发出的声音 比别人大，叫的比别人响。
So naturally we feed that one first.
所以我们就先去喂那些叫的最响的鸭子。
So depending on a person's eagerness to receive Krishna consciousness, we will give, you know, more or less. You know, it really depends on how much they're prepared to receive.
因此我们也是根据这个人他渴望接受这个讯息的程度渴望度相应的给予他。当然有的人会更渴望接受，有的人就没有那么多的渴望。
So that's natural. That's just we're reciprocating.
这是很自然的，我们也是根据他们的渴望程度。
But that doesn't mean...
相应的去给予。
But that doesn't mean that we neglect everybody else.
但这并不是说我们就要忽略其他人。
We still try to give Krishna consciousness to everyone as far as possible.
我们还是尽我们所能把 Krishna 之觉给到每个人。
We see Mahaprabhu's program was to do mass sankirtan, give everyone the opportunity to chant, and mass prasadam distribution.
我们看到 Mahaprabhu 他所采用的方法就是大批量的大范围的去派发 prasadam， 大范围的做 sankirtan， 去送圣灵运动，让每个人得到机会。
But when it came to philosophy, he spoke to those who were better able to understand.
但谈到哲学的时候，他只跟那些更容易理解哲学的人去谈。
It doesn't mean he didn't speak at all to others.
并不是说他跟其他人就一点都不讲哲学了。
But depending on the person's ability to assimilate, then you know he would reciprocate with that.
但是他会根据每一个人吸收的程度，相应的跟他谈论哲学。
Now I'll just tell a story briefly here. It's relevant because it has to do with the China mission.
我简单的讲一个例子。这个例子和中国使命也是相关的。
We know in 1976, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was asked by Prabhupada to go to China.
我们知道在1976年的时候，圣塔毛 Krishna Goswami Maharaj 受到Srila Prabhupada 的委托，要他去中国。
And for quite some time, several months,he and another devotee, they did a lot of research about China and possible ways that they could enter.
就连续几个月，他和几位奉献者连续几花了几个月的时间，做了大量的调查，来探索进入中国有哪些渠道。
As it turns out, the father of this partner, so to speak, of His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj,was a big businessman, and he was the chairman of the Far East Council for Businessmen, which included, at that time, Hong Kong and several other countries.
正好，Tamal Krishna Maharaj 他的搭档的父亲，正好是负责中国有关外交贸易方面的事务的，就包括香港的外贸事务。
So they actually figured out a way they could get business visas to enter, because in those days, you know, the China was closed. I mean, except if you had some very specific business to do there.
他们就想办法搞到了商务签证，因为当时中国挺封闭的，除非你有具体的某一个生意要去做，否则的话不准进入。
So at any rate, after doing all this research, they presented presented it to Srila Prabhupada.
他们做了大量的调查之后就跟 Srila Prabhupada 去汇报。
And when he heard all of this, he just said, the time is not right.
Srila Prabhupada 听了他们的汇报之后 就说现在时机还不成熟。
Because when he heard all the difficulties they would have to go through, and Prabhupada said, better focus on other places that are more ripe.
当时释迦牟尼佛听了他们说如果现在去中国的话一定要经历怎样怎样的困难。释迦牟尼佛说那现在最好还是把注意力集中在那些更容易发展的地方。
So he also said some interesting things. He said, you know, first let the books enter and then the preaching field will be created.
当然他也说了比较很有意思的一些思路比如说先让书籍进入中国这样的话传教的领域就会打开
An instruction that we followed quite strictly when we first set up our society in Hong Kong
我们最初开始在香港成立我们的社团的时候就追随的是这样一个思路
We distributed a lot of books in Hong Kong andby a certain means, many of those entered mainland China.
我们在香港大量的派书，然后通过一些渠道，这些书也进入了中国大陆。
But it wasn't until many years later that we could actually physically enter.
直到多年后，我们才能够亲自进入中国大陆。
So yes, a preacher when he's speaking with people, he would try to engage their interest.And give them more or less, depending on their ability to assimilate.
所以我们传教的时候会观察对方的兴趣点，会根据他的兴趣点和他能够接受的程度，相应的给予知识。
Okay, let's move on to two.
我们看第二个问题，依然是来自于 Rajendra Prabhu。不看教育程度的传播，我们也被告知要向高层传播，因为他们是社会的领导。大众会追随他们。如果社会精英层接受 Krishna 之学，我们的传教就会事半功倍。就像当年的甲壳虫乐队，如何理解这一点？不分教育程度，不分社会地位的传播。
Okay, first of all, I want to say what I open with for the answer of the last question.
首先我想说在回答上一个问题的时候
You start out by saying you said, meaning I said. I was just repeating what Shastra said and what Prabhupada's example was.
那其实这些话都并不是我自己说的而是我只是在重复经典当中的话还有Srila Prabhupada所说的话。
Again, that's the principle is,To try to give to everybody.
同样原则就是我们要把 Krishna 知觉给到每一个人。
So that's an important point.
这一点很重要。
At the same time, you know, if we can preach to those who are more educated or better situated, you know, socially or, you know, have a certain position,then fine, we should do that.
原则是我们把这机会给到每个人向每一个人传教但与此同时如果有机会给受过更好的教育的人或社会处境社会地位更好的人去传教那我们也会抓住这样的机会。
And yes, it is true that if we can attract someone who has a prominent position in society,They could go on to influence many others.
也没错，的确，我们如果能够给有社会影响力的人去传播的话，他们如果接受，就能够影响更多的人。
You give the example of the Beatles.
你提到甲壳虫乐队的例子。
But just to clarify,it wasn't really the Beatles as a group, it was George Harrison. The others really had very little interest.
其实并不是整个驾客虫乐队整个团队都接受了，最主要还是乔治 Harrison 他接受了，其他人的兴趣并没有那么浓。
And yes, of course, he was very much influenced by Srila Prabhupada personally.
当然，George Harrison 他受到 Srila Prabhupada 本人的很大的影响。
And he went on to influence many others through his music.
之后他又通过他的音乐影响了更多的人。
So that's a fact.
这是事实。
However, if we look at ISKCON's history over the last 45 more years, we find that very few of these type of persons were attracted to Krishna consciousness.
但是我们去观察一下 ISKCON 过去45年以来的四五十年代来的历史，我们发现像 George Harrison 这样的人极少有像他这样的人真正的接受进入 Krishna 之觉的。
There are very few persons like Ambarish Prabhu, for example.
也很少有像 Ambarish Prabhu 这样的人。
So around the world we have, you know, a small percentage of these type of devotees.
所以从全球范围来讲像这样的真正的有社会影响力的名人奉献者的比例还是比较少的。
So,Again, the principle is we should try to present Krishna consciousness to others. For those who have more interest, there's more of a response, then we can give them more.
所以呢，原则就是我们不加区分的向社会大众去传播 Krishna 之觉。当然，看到有一些人他有更好的更积极的回应，更热情，那我们也会更多的投入。
And it's a fact that some devotees specialize.
当然也有一个事实，就是有的奉献者他是有专长的。
Some devotees may be enthused and they may be experienced at preaching to academics.
有的奉献者他就有热情，也有这方面的经验，去给学术界的人传教。
Or even students in a university.
或者是给大学生传教。
Some are also expert at interfaith, preaching to persons of other religious traditions.
有的人就更擅长，更有经验去给其他灵修团体的人传教。
Some may be expert at presenting Krishna consciousness to government officials.
也有的人更擅长给政界人士传教。
Others might be expert at presenting to people who are in the business field.
还有的人可能更擅长给商界人士传教。
So if we have a certain expertise, we can certainly use it.
如果我们有某方面的专长，当然也可以用起来。
But we should be careful not to just focus on a person just because he or she is of a big position in this material world.
所以我们要避免的是就因为某个人在社会上有个很高的地位是一个大人物，就把注意力集中到这个人身上。
And by so doing, we neglect others who may be more ready.
因为把所有的注意力都集中在这个所谓的大人物身上，而忽略了给其他做好了更好准备的人传教。
We also should be careful not to develop kind of a condescending attitude that, you know, we only will present Krishna consciousness to educated people and we don't care about everybody else.
我们也不要也小心不要去培养这样一种心态，一种居高临下的傲慢的心态。我只给受过良好教育的人去传教，不给别人传教。
That was not Mahaprabhu, his example, nor was it Prabhupada's example.
这并不是 Mahaprabhu 给我们
做出的榜样。师父帕帕的也没有示范给我们这么去做。
Okay, three.
第三个问题 ,Satimadji, 顶拜雇主的烟花族，有些奉献者根据自己的特长以商业手段开办一些收费课程教授国家梵歌和圣 Prabhupada 的教导等伟大哲学的知识和派发书籍。请问 Maharaj, 这是不是利用 Ishcom 的资源以赚钱为目的的传播呢？会不会对参加学习的人从精微的层面产生影响呢？
We should expect that in Krishna consciousness, we're going to attract all types of persons.
在 Krishna 知觉当中，我们会吸引各种各样的人，这是意料之中的。
There'll always be those who are more selfless and those who are more selfish.
总有一些人比较无私，也总有一些人比较自私。
Those who are just solely fixed on pleasing Krishna, Guru and Krishna through service.
总有一些人，他们只关注如何取悦 Guru 和 Krishna.
But then you might have others.Who may want to or do mix Krishna consciousness with some business endeavor with the idea of earning something in return.
也总有一些人可能会也会把 Krishna 之觉和一些商业行动赚钱的行动结合起来混杂起来。
So this is really case by case. I don't know if we want to make a general kind of statement here. It's case by case.
我们很难给出一个普遍适用的一个结论。这只能说得具体情况具体分析。
But certainly, if they are exploiting the resources of ISKCON and they are just fixated on earning money from others, then that is not a good thing.
当然，如果真的他们只是在利用 ISKCON 的资源，只是专注于赚钱，那肯定是有问题的。
And if you ask, you know, will this bring negative influence to the students?In a subtle way, it could in that if such a person with an exploitive kind of mentality is teaching others, then others are watching the way that person is teaching, the way how one's doing, and if one is doing it for earning, then yeah, it's something that someone might think, well, this is the teacher.You know, teaching, and so I could do a similar thing.
你问到说这样的话会不会对参加学习的人从轻微的层面产生影响？如果这您谈到的这一类人确实是有利用别人剥削别人的这种心态的话，在听他讲课的人也在观察他讲课的方式，观察的他的行为方式。他就觉得老师这么做，那我也可以这么做。
I will say that this kind of issue is coming up again and again. And matter of fact, just this morning when we had our strategic planning meeting, someone brought this up, devotees charging for giving classes and other kinds of presentations. And, you know, it is creating a bit of concern. And even some devotees seem to be upset by this.
这种问题反复出现。今天早上我们在开战略小组会议的时候也有人提出来说有的奉献者讲课会收费或者是做一个节目会收费这让其他的有些奉献者感到不高兴很不安。
So it is something we're looking into on the GBC level and on the EC level, on the secretary level, group group leader level.
那中国的各个管理层，从 GBC 到执行委员会，还有秘书们，以及小组长们，也都在调查这个事情。
So this this issue will be addressed in time.
所以我们也会解决这个问题的。
It is being noticed, and it will be dealt with.
我们注意到这个问题了，也会尽快的解决的。
And finally, question four.
第四个问题 ，Rasika Radha Mataji 的问题，顶拜 Guru Maharaj， 请问对刚接触奉爱的人，可以给他们听 Krishna 的逍遥时光吗？他们会不会因为不理解而造成冒犯
？Well, I will say this: that Prabhupada gave us the Krishna book very early on.
我想说的是，在我们运动的初期，师父Prabhupada就给了我们《Krishna 快乐的源泉》这本书。
That, as we know, is a summary study of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam.
《Krishna 快乐的源泉》这本书，我们知道是圣典波迦瓦坛第十篇的概述。
But Prabhupada was very careful on and how he presented these pastimes.
但师父Prabhupada在呈现这些逍遥时光的时候是非常谨慎的。
It takes a lot of time, effort to explain things philosophically.
他花了大量的时间和精力，在讲述这些逍遥时光的时候，同时去阐释哲学。
So while he's presenting a certain lila, he will also spend a lot of time explaining things philosophically.
他每讲一个 lila 一个逍遥时光都会花大量的篇幅来讲述背后的哲学。
So everyone's clear on what Krishna's position is.
让每个人清晰 Krishna 的位置。
What the position of the jiva soul is.
个体灵魂的位置。
What the position of the liberated souls are.
以及永恒解脱的灵魂他们的位置。
But the process of devotional service.
还有奉爱服务的程序。
So Prabhupada really explains things. So, you know, any sensible person reading this would not in any way mistake this for Sahajism or Mayavad.
所以师父Prabhupada的解释他的呈现 Krishna, 他呈现 Krishna 逍遥时光的方式让任何一个理智的人理性的人读了之后都不会陷入 Sahajya 那些 Sahajya 或者是 Mayavadi 非人格的这种倾向 Sahajya 就是把那些崇高的体质当作是很廉价的事物的那一类人
Because as Prabhupada pointed out You know, the Mayavadis think it's all one, that they can become Krishna, or they are Krishna.
因为 Mayavadi 假象中人士非人格主义者他们会认为一切都是一他们以为他们也能够成为 Krishna.
And the Sahajiyas take everything very cheaply.
Sahajiya 就把一切都当作是很廉价的很轻易能得到的。
And because they're not really on the spiritual platform,then they are attracted on the sensual platform.
但是因为他们还没有真正处在灵性的层面所以他们就会被感官享乐的感官享乐所吸引。
Thinking that the emotions that are being expressed between Radha and Krishna and eternal associates are simply mundane, sensual expressions.
他们会觉得经典当中描述的 Radha Krishna 之间的情感以及Krishna 永恒的同游和 Krishna 之间的情感也都是世俗的这种感官性的情感。
So that's the problem if someone like this presents these pastimes.
如果处在这个层面的人在呈现 Krishna 逍遥时光的时候那就有问题了。
But the way the Prabhupada presents them, quite proper, quite chaste, clear philosophy. So, you know, there's not a problem if they hear these pastimes from Prabhupada.
但是因为施拉帕帕的呈现 Krishna 消时光的时候他用的方式很恰当是一种很真洁很忠实的呈现方式又有哲学的解释所以说如果有人能够从施拉帕帕那里去聆听 Krishna 的消时光那就没有问题
At the same time it's always good for us to introduce Krishna consciousness from the starting point
与此同时我们也要明白我们向别人去介绍和呈现 Krishna 智觉的时候总是要从基础的东西来开始
Explaining the difference between the body and the soul
先解释躯体和灵魂的区别
And then eventually explaining who Krishna is and what his position is
逐渐去解释 Krishna 是谁 Krishna 的地位是怎样的
So people should at least have a basic understanding of our philosophy.
这样的话，人们就可以对我们的哲学有一个基础的理解。
So therefore, there are benefits to, you know, people understanding the Gita first.
所以让人们首先理解《薄伽梵歌》，这对他们会很有益。
Prabhupada said that the Bhagavad Gita was our general philosophy.
施拉帕帕的说薄伽梵歌当中讲述了我们的基本的哲学大体的哲学
The Bhagavatam was a graduate study
圣典薄伽梵坛就像是研究生课程
and the Chaitanya Charitamrita the postgraduate study
圣典的薄伽梵歌就像是本科生的教材而永恒的朱彩坦尼亚经就像是研究生的教材
Again, case by case depends on the person
当然也得看具体的情况而定看这具体的人是怎样的
Prabhupada did want to present Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead as soon as possible
当然施罗帕帕的的确想把 Krishna 至尊人格首神尽快的呈现给人们
So I see no problem if these pastimes are presented the way that Prabhupada has presented them.
所以说我认为如果我们能够按照 Srila Prabhupada 的呈现 Krishna 消时光的方式把 Krishna 的消时光呈现给别人的话那也没有问题。
That said, this may not be the focus in the beginning.
当然这不是我们一开始就要着重去讲的内容。
There are benefits for new people to focus on our basic philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita.
让新人先开始把注意力集中在薄伽梵歌的基本哲学这是对他们最好的。
At the same time, even within the Gita, certain things are mentioned, they're referenced.You know, there's a lot of referencing from the Bhagavatam, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
当然在薄伽梵歌当中也引用了圣典薄伽梵坛和永恒的朱彩坦尼亚经当中的内容。
So it's really hard to avoid hearing, you know, Krishna's pastimes.
所以即便是在读薄伽梵歌的时候也很难避免去聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
But in the beginning, the focus could be more on the Gita.
不过在最开始的时候重点应该放在薄伽梵歌上
And if persons are introduced to Krishna's pastimes best if they're introduced through the Krishna book
如果真有人要读要了解 Krishna 的逍遥时光的话也要让他通过 Krishna 快乐的源泉这本书去了解
So those are the answersto the questions.
这就是我对本周一这四个问题的回答。
So thank you so much.
感谢大家。
And we'll look forward to our next class together.
我们期待下周一的周一的讲课。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jaya Prabhupada.
Samadita Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Hare Krishna.
Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Hare Bo.
Hare Hare Bo.